This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, an important new book that exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
When I went to college, the principal interaction of men and women was called the date. A man would phone and invite a girl to be his guest for supper or to go to the movies. She would accept. They would have an enjoyable evening. He would pay the cost and then see that she got home safely. Maybe there would be a goodnight kiss at the door. The New York Times had a recent article stating that dating is now obsolete. Dating has been replaced by hanging out or hooking up. In this new world of internet posts and commitment-free sex, there are no clear rules. We can blame a lot of this change on the feminist movement. Feminism has frowned on old-fashioned courtship and taught young women there's something humiliating about a man buying a girl's dinner. Many young men today are afraid to ask a girl for a date. Some young women have begun to believe girls can get through life without men. Feminism has taught them that men are not really necessary after all. The disappearance of dating is a problem for young people of both genders who find it nearly impossible to find a spouse. But young women have biological clocks, and they can't wait forever if they want to have a family. Traditional dating worked to their advantage. The custom of restricting access to themselves gave women a tremendous amount of power. Men were forced to work to pursue women. Traditional dating also showed women which men were capable of supporting a family, and that's what she ought to know before she starts a serious relationship. What men want from women is sex and their own children, and women hold all the cards to set the term of a relationship. The best way for women to fix this situation is to insist on the traditional rules and even on old-fashioned courtship. Traditional dating and courtship were a very good pathway to marriage, and that's what we need more of today.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. The new book by Suzanne Venker and Phyllis Schlafly, The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. For more on the book or to join the blog conversation, go to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise, if you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
Steve Starrs, how are you doing tonight, Steve?
As good as can be expected for a Friday night. Glad it is Friday, thank God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank goodness it's Friday. Steve, what do you say we start off with the Grope Report?
The Grope Report.
The TSA is now hiring, Steve. I know you're looking for a job. Don't worry, the TSA is now hiring, ladies and gentlemen.
I want to grope you. So I applied to be a TSA, baby, I hope you walk through my naked body scan, and I'm taking off the glove.
I don't care if he's in a wheelchair. Stand him up. Hello, I'm Richard Reed. You can call me Dick. Are you having trouble finding a job without a diploma or GED? Are you an unemployed, defrocked priest? Do you enjoy making children cry? Have you ever wanted to take an old man's pants off in public? Or are you simply tired of jobs that require you to think? If you answered yes to any of those questions, then we here at TSA may have the exciting new career opportunity that you've been waiting for.
Can you sit up?
Sit up.
Slam to the floor.
But if you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
With a base salary of $15 an hour, our employees enjoy perks you won't find anywhere else. Naps, half-hour-long bathroom breaks, and little to no supervision whatsoever. Plus, all the free water, shampoo, and grandma's applesauce you can handle. At TSA, we're dedicated to America and Americans. And in 10-plus years, we haven't caught a single terrorist. With a 0% success rate, we have nowhere to go but up. Help us help you. Apply online at www.infowars.com today. TSA, fondling millions of genitals every day. For your safety.
And that's the Bob Tuscan Grope Report for today. Are you going to be applying for that job anytime soon here, Steve?
No, I think that's even below me, to be honest with you.
Also reminded that any inappropriate remarks or jokes concerning security may result in your arrest. We appreciate your cooperation while these measures are in effect.
It's time to take those measures out of effect.
Yeah, I mean, the TSA, geez. They really are a joke.
What do you think of this Russian TV celebrity? What's her name? Kristina Sobchak?
I know nothing about it. Tell me.
Oh, Russian TV celebrity turned political activist. Ksenia Sobchak claims she was stripped naked and searched by a female TSA agent.
Oh, you know what? I did hear about this. Tell me more.
At the Miami International Airport, not too far.
Ah, my hometown, yeah.
Yes, there you go. After TSA workers wrongly detected explosives on her fingers, the 32-year-old television presenter says a large black woman performed a pervy strip search on her, in which a Sobchak regarded as a sexual act. The glamorous socialite was returning from a Christmas party in Miami. Okay, Sobchak said she'd had a spa massage with jojoba oil mixed with glycerin before boarding her flight.
Jojoba oil, what the heck is that?
Oh, it's probably some exotic from Russia with love, bath oil. She is a cutie.
Hold on, you're going to get me in trouble here. Now
I mean, she's a very attractive lady, yeah.
Coming from two married men here, but what's her name? Right. How do you spell it?
It's Ksenia. I believe it's pronounced Ksenia. Sobchak.
Oh, there she is.
Yeah. And so, I mean, obviously, you know, she is now protesting. Of course, she gets a lot of notoriety for this. It's a pretty good publicity stunt, but it turned out to be in her favor. I don't know. She didn't like it. In other words, she claims she didn't anyhow. And so,
does she know Pussy Riot?
She probably does and is well acquainted with the whole movement, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. She's a Russian TV celebrity.
That wasn't a nasty comment, by the way, folks.
No, I mean, it's the
group.
That is a group.
Just to make sure you know, this is a family show.
Right. And this was an organization of women in Russia that were affected quite drastically by censorship, imprisonment, so a lot of things happening there. But anyhow, this is just another one of those stories of the TSA, and another foreign person at this point, who could probably go back to Russia and tell them all kinds of horrific stories about our airport security measures.
Yeah, and I'm reading here she's also dating Edward Snowden now.
Is she really? Nah.
No, I don't think so.
She's wanting to be dead, though. Yeah.
Can we get a little Mr. Producer? Can you start playing that clip for me? You'll have to have that ready to go. Do you have one? All right, no.
Well, I'm going to fire up my keyboard.
Yeah, please. I want that played at exactly 7 minutes into every show and 36 seconds. Inside joke here that none of the listeners are getting between us and the producer. I will stop. It's Friday, Steve. Did I tell you that? Did you know that?
Yes, it is Friday. It is Friday, and we're enjoying the weekend here.
By the way, I got to give credit where credit's due for that TSA video. What the heck was that?
That's the TSA whistleblowing stop where you are horn. That's the whelp sound.
You got a keyboard?
When they have to have an examination, they play the international whelp sound.
Anyways, I got to give credit where credit's due for that TSA now hiring video. That's my friends at the Joy Camp. We've had them on the show before, and the video, which, it's not just audio. There's a video connected to it. That's up at our website, bobtuskin.com. That's B-O-B-T-U-S-K-I-N, bobtuskin.com. Well, big news in West Virginia. It's big news in my book anyways. There are people that are suffering from a series of related illnesses to this spill, this chemical spill. Did you hear about this, Steve? I think this was all over the mainstream today.
I didn't really hear that. Go ahead.
You didn't hear it? Really?
Is this a strange illness of some sort?
No, it's not a strange illness. There's been a state of emergency, at least last I checked when I wrote this article early this morning. Again, this is up at bobtuskin.com. A state of emergency was declared in West Virginia after a chemical spill that contaminated local water supplies. Local authorities are advising residents not to drink the water. It's just so important, according to the health department as well as West Virginia American, please don't drink, don't wash with, don't do anything with the water. That's right, it's that bad, Steve. Just touching the water can make you extremely sick. He called the chemical methylislexane, I hate these big words. Let me try to sound it out, Bob. He called the chemical 4-methylcyclohexane.
4-methylcyclohexane.
Wow. Say that five times fast, will you?
4-methylhexylcyclane. Hyclane.
4-methylcyclohexane methanol.
You got it right, Bob. You got it right.
Thank you very much. According to a DEP spokesman, what is DEP?
DEP?
DEP. Department of
Energy.
Energy or something like that? Yeah. The DEP spokesman, a sudsizing agent is what 4-methylcyclohexane is, or what?
Sudsizing agent?
Yeah, and I'll tell you more about that when we come back. I also got a story up on the website about that pesky dude, George Soros. Don't go anywhere, folks. Bob Tuscan Show.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Watch the water, don't even look at the water. That's what they're saying in West Virginia. Kent's on the line. Kent, before you even called, my producer says, you got a caller, Bob. I said, let me guess. It's Kent from West Virginia.
All right.
And sure enough,
good.
It was you, Kent. to save the day. Tell us what you know, being that you are there somewhere in West Virginia.
Yeah, how you doing, Bob? Yeah, I was listening to a local statewide talk show, mainstream talk show, earlier in the day, and they had a scientific type of guy, chemist, and he pretty much downplayed it, said that it's not a very real serious poison. It's an irritant to the skin, to the, you know, on touch, and if you ingest it or something, and it's one of those things where you'd have to ingest an awful lot of it to really, you know, cause you any real damage, and you know, it's diluted in the water, and so, and he downplayed it, and then I was listening to more of a quote-unquote a patriot show just before you came on, the Butch Paul show. He's in West Virginia, and there's a guy named Jim who always calls into all these type shows, and he's from that area, and he has a scientific background, and he was sort of scoffing at the media hullabaloo about it. You know, he said, I've worked with this, and I probably inhaled more than that ever went into the water, you know. So it's apparently it's way overblown. So, but
I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that. But I've read some things about it early on that made it seem like a nasty chemical, at least on paper.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I would be leery of drinking any kind of chemical. You know, I mean, I don't
exactly. I mean, these are the same people. In part to tell us drinking fluoride is okay. And look, that might not kill you right away, but it's definitely not good for you.
Yeah, but, well, they're all in, you know, well, it's all, they're all pointing fingers down there about why they didn't notify the water people and why the water people didn't act fast enough. But
well, it goes to show you, here's another thing you can take away from this. We're extremely vulnerable for terrorists to come after our water supply, Ken.
You're right.
When I say terrorists, you know what I really mean by that.
Right.
but we're vulnerable, man. The water supply in general is I think, a very, for lack of a different term, vulnerable, you know, artery of our country. And I think we ought to watch out for that. Our water supply and our utilities.
Yeah.
Part of our utilities, but yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, they were all very, there's a lot of criticism about them not acting fast enough, or, you know, and, you know, as you say, it could be a terrorist thing, but so lackadaisical, I guess there were too much lackadaisicalness, so there's a lot of criticism about that.
Yeah, and well, that criticism I tend to sympathize with. Ken, are you originally from West Virginia?
No, I'm from a Washington, D.C. area myself originally.
I was going to say, I never get that thick draw from you.
No, I have sort of a neutral sort of accent, so, there's a, when you, up here in northern West Virginia, it's some in the northern part that the accent isn't, but if you go further south, you get a real southern accent down the southern part of the state, but,
Is West Virginia still a very poor state?
Yeah, it's probably 47 to 48, you know, it's, largely coal mining and timber and a lot of chemical plants along the Ohio River, which is what this was in Ohio. This is a tributary to the Ohio, you know, but yeah, it's pretty poor. I mean, it's hard to, you know, being mountainous and everything, it's really, you know, you can't have real successful agriculture and you can't have, you know, real successful industry to a large degree. So it's, you know, it's a victim of its terrain and other factors. So,
right. Steve, do you have a question for Kent before we let him go?
Well, I think it's a very beautiful country up there, and I'd like to visit sometime. I've been kind of through the area, but not close enough to actually get a good look at it.
I was, you've talked the other yesterday and the day before about this shooting down there in North Carolina. Did you see that shooting out in San Diego yesterday?
I did.
Well, I mean, that
talking about the one with the airsoft gun.
Well, no, where the guy, they tried to stop a guy for using his cell phone in the car, and he took them on a merry chase. The long and short of it is they had, it's on television, and they had five or six cop cars following him around, so they got him to a stop, and he just riddled the car with bullets. I mean, he never exited the car, and they had a guy staked out in the front waiting for him to come around, you know, about three or four car lengths up off in the front, and he jumps out and gets into his real macho crouch. And they just blasted his car because the guy wouldn't stop, and they wanted to stop him for using his cell phone while he was driving.
Wow. I have a clip right here of it. Let's listen to this. Scary stuff.
Yeah.
The driver of this red car was shot by police after an hour-long chase through the suburbs of San Diego, California, on January 9. At 8:30 a.m., police spotted the driver of a red 2002 Saturn using his cell phone and attempted to pull him over. Instead of stopping, the man floored it. The officer called in the pursuit and learned the matching car was linked to a shooting several days earlier. At some point during the chase, the suspect pulled over long enough to let out a female passenger. He then led police on a winding chase through the suburban streets, running a red light, before hitting traffic spikes. The video, shot by San Diego's City News Service, shows the car rolling to a stop near 41st Street and Hilltop Drive, with squad cars close behind. Believing he was armed, police then unloaded a volley of gunfire, some two dozen shots, into the car's doors and windows. Police later found a firearm and drugs inside the car. The man was taken to hospital, but his condition has not yet been made public.
I'm looking at this clip, Kent, and they're just, it looks like they're just firing without any probable cause whatsoever.
Yeah, yeah, that's what, as soon as it came to a stop, they just blasted him. And, of course, that information about the drugs and the gun wasn't on the news this morning, but of course, they have a tendency to sometimes plant those too, you know. When
Yeah, sure, and does that matter? Does that make it any
yeah.
better? Of,
they didn't know that before they did that, and
yeah.
So, I mean, you're guilty. And I mean, so I want to give you a reference. There's a guy named Jack McLam who was a police officer, and he.
Oh yeah, I know Jack.
And he's in very poor health. I guess you heard that. And but anyway, there's a video on. I'm watching it now, and there's a video of his on YouTube called "Policeman Against the New World Order." Jack McLam, and I would recommend anybody watch it, you know, about the integrity and
documents. Yeah, I've seen it. It's a couple of years old, right?
Yeah, I think it's very, really brilliant. So anybody that's following these things about the police...
Did you hear me cover for John Stamler the other day by chance, Kent?
Yeah, I called in, and we had that guy Bruce called in, remember the guy?
Right, that's exactly who I was going to bring up, you know.
Yeah, and here... Here the guy talked about how he'd been a sheriff for, you know, donkey's years, 20 or 30 years, and it was a tough job, and, you know, and all these things. But he never, you know, there's a guy that did his job properly and presumably never pulled a gun and killed anybody, and yet he was defending this guy, and the guy that didn't do his job, you know, and that was, you know, really, if Jack McLam, he would throw that guy under the bus, but...
Exactly, and I wonder who's listening right now that would dare to defend these actions. Thanks for the call, Ken. Always good to hear from you, man. We got to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website,
by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Call here on the Bob Tuscan Show, Steve Starrs on fire.
Steve Starrs on fire here. And here's the fiery story for today. Ted Cruz, Obama, dangerous and terrifying. Did you hear that? Dangerous and terrifying. CBS Houston reports January 10th, 2014. U.S. Senator Ted Cruz has told a conservative conference that President Barack Obama is lawless, providing the right-wing rhetoric that makes him so popular in his home state. The conservative Republican laid out his reasoning why he thinks the president is dangerous and terrifying. Did you hear that?
Steve.
Dangerous
Steve.
And terrifying. What?
Steve,
what? I'm on fire. Hang on. Oh, let me put it out. Oh, okay. All right. I'm smoldering now. What was it?
I was going to say you're not on fire enough for me, man.
Oh, okay. Well,
I was
light it up again. Light it up. Let him up again. You know,
get me going.
According to the Statesman, Cruz also slammed the POTUS, that's President of the United States, for those of you who don't know, you know, jargon talk, for what he referred to as a pattern of lawlessness on breathtaking scales. simmering now. You know, the fact is, it's true. Cruz calls the president dangerous and terrifying. You know, he's right. I'm glad at least he's being honest, you know. Well, somebody's taking the forefront. Of course, we know about Ted Cruz. His wife works for Goldman Sachs as the regional director there, I guess, or somebody in Houston. And he is looking like he's being groomed as one of the hard-wing conservatives right now. And so, of course, this political bantering is in order. He's right. What's he going to do about it? I know the president is dangerous. What do you think, Bob? Are you on fire now, too?
This isn't called Bob Tuscan on Fire. This is called Steve Starr's.
Oh, let's start the Bob Tuscan on Fire segment. The Bob Tuscan on Fire.
No, the baby's sleeping.
Oh.
You know, I can scream and stuff when I do John's show during the day. But I don't get to scream and really get pissed off on my show. I mean, I'm pissed off, but I can't scream like I would normally scream.
So that's why you employ me to be on fire.
You can't scream on it. You got the little one who's going to bed right around now, too, right?
Yeah, I do, but this is Friday night, man, and so, you know, we're letting loose, buddy.
Friday
letting
night?
Letting them loose.
What time does she stay up to on Friday night? Late?
Oh, yeah. And, of course, when she didn't even go to school during the day because, you know, she doesn't feel good, and now it's wonderful, you know. That's
that's the move right there. That's the classic Bob Tuscan move.
The Bob Tuscan classic fake sick move.
Playing hooky, man.
Yeah, that's right, man. Well, you see what happens.
You know what, Steve?
What?
Who wants to go to those indoctrination camps anyways?
Well, I know they're pretty bad, and of course we know with the Common Core values and the Common Core curriculum and everything that they're teaching right now. The problem is, though...
Let me ask you, why don't you homeschool? You could homeschool.
We may have to because of her grades. And she's not doing well in math right now, but you know how.
Yeah, but that's to be understood. I mean, math is math. I mean, I'm not saying it's not important, but they homeschool, Steve. Homeschool.
Well, we might do that. We might be looking into that. That would
could you imagine having Steve Starrs be your homeschooling professor?
I can't. You know, but then again, I'm self homeschooled, so you know, I guess it could work.
No, we plan on homeschooling. I don't know that I can do any better of a job, but through thick or thin, we're going to homeschool. That's my pledge.
Yeah. Well, what do you think of this concept though of Senator Cruz calling the president dangerous and terrifying? I mean, is that the most flamboyant rhetoric we've heard so far? from somebody who's homeschooled and believes in homeschooling, yes, are those adjectives adequate?
Steve, I posted a video about it on my website.
Right, okay.
And that's where I'll leave it, man. I think this is a non-story.
Yeah.
This is a non-story. This is like pro wrestling, dude. Okay, pro wrestling. Hulk Hogan calls out Macho Man Randy Savage. That's what it sounds like to me. That's all I heard you say just now. Ba, 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 ba. I'm like Charlie Brown at the government education camps. All you're saying to me is wah, 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 wah.
Well, you know, I do believe that it is political theory.
Tell me something I care about, please.
Well, I mean, what do you care about? Should we... what
sure,
kind of stories
I don't care about. I mean, Ted Cruz and Barry Sotero yelling at one another. I don't care what the rationale is.
I think the interesting story here is CES 2014 Smashing Galaxy S5 may include eye-scanning iris recognition technology.
All right, now that's interesting. Now you've caught my attention here, Steve.
Okay, man.
Tell me more.
Kashmira Gander from the London Independent reports January 10th that Samsung's Galaxy S5 smartphone may have eye-scanning technology to outdo Apple's fingerprint sensor that was introduced with the iPhone 5S. Lee Young-hee, is that his true name? Lee Young-hee, the executive vice president of Samsung.
No, it's He Young.
He Young Lee Hee. Lee Hee.
He Young. Okay, no.
All right. He's the vice president of Samsung's mobile arm. I didn't know Samsung had one of those mobile arms, too. You know,
how does that work? Is that like transhumanism?
I guess it is. You put it on, it goes, and it raises the phone to your eye to take pictures or something like that. Well, anyway, he told Bloomberg at the CES, that's the big convention here, the what is that, Convention of Electronic junk or something like that in Las Vegas, that the company is studying the possibility, but we can't really say whether we will have it or not on the S5. She added that many people are fanatical about the IRS scanning software. I guess Lee Young-hee is a lady. I'm sorry about that. I apologize. And so what do you think? So if fingerprints aren't enough, eye scanning will be next, thanks to Samsung's Galaxy S5 smartphone. Don't you want one of those, Bob? You want to get one? Want to be the first kid on your block with a Hasbro eye scanning?
Mama?
Yeah, can I have one of those iPhones?
That gives a new meaning to an iPhone.
Yes, it does, see? Just let me blink twice to identify myself and get a good reading on that pupil there. Yes,
an all-seeing iPhone.
Yeah, an all-seeing iPhone. That's what it is, man. So now that's the kind of story you like, I know. Those kind of stories. What else do we have? What is that? There's another good one. How about an Omaha toddler in a viral thug video has been taken into protective custody?
All right, you've caught my attention again.
Okay, this is from
this is
from that great, outstanding source of information, the New York Daily News, by Irving Dijon, I guess it is. You could call him Dijon, Irving Dijon. Anyway, the Nebraska toddler who unleashed an R-rated tirade in a viral video has been placed into protective custody, officials say. The little boy, clad only in his diaper, pushed over a chair, flipped a bird, and unleashed a stream of curses, including BHFK and the N-word. And he's a black
guy. Oh, no.
He's a little black guy.
What's the N-word again?
I guess it's nanny. Is that it? I don't know.
Nanny state?
Yeah, nanny state word. Although there was no criminality, police and local child protection services visited the family home and found safety concerns.
The C word?
Yes, CPS. The agency removed four children and changed his diapers, the official said.
Steve, I just came up with a new segment we should do on Friday nights.
Okay.
It's called, I don't have a name for it, but basically here's the premise. You'll try to tell me a story that actually interests me. Because I'm such a curmudgeon and everything bores the hell out of me by the end of the week and I'm just sick of hearing about all the BS and all, you know, you'll have to find a story that actually interests me. And we can take calls and we can, bounce different stories off me and I'll say, nah, boring, next. Or I'll get some sort of sound effect maybe. Mr. Producer, if you could come up with a clever title for this segment, I'd love to see it. Steve, you got a title off the top of your head for that?
How about Bob Tuscan's most disturbing videos?
Or how about Don't Bore Bob?
The Don't Bore Bob with Videos program show.
Yeah, I like it. All right, 800-313-9443. When we come back, we'll go to your phone calls at 800-313-9443. And if you want to participate in this off-the-cuff new segment that we're going to call by this loose-going title, Don't Bore Bob or something like that, call me up and see if you got something that's not going to bore me or the rest of our listeners because, folks, it's the end of the week and I'm tired of hearing about all the junk. I want to hear about some solutions, too. This show is supposed to be and ought to be a solution-oriented one. And don't forget, 2 weeks from now, well, it's now a week from now, we're going to have our Health Week, a week dedicated to shows just on the topic of health.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
If you want 394-43, join us. Try not to bore me. 800-313-9443, and we'll talk with Jim in New York. Hello, Jim. Jim, you're boring me.
I'm sorry?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I was just joking. You didn't say anything. Go ahead. What's up, man?
No. I just wanted to share with you an experience I had last night. You talk about solutions. I was a part of a group meeting last night where, in a sense, we started off as a tea party in upstate New York. And then what it did, it merged into the Oath Keepers and W2A, which is a Women's for the Second Amendment. Because we had all this crazy gun control crap coming down here in New York, and it's very interesting when you have solutions. In other words, when you get these three diverse type of groups together, you know, some libertarian minded, some more, you know, rah-rah Republican types, but you know, these solutions can come up. And you know, it's encouraging. Like I said, what I came out of last night was that, yes, there is solutions, but, you know, it has to be, you know, part of a discussion. And, I hope that I can, you know, offer up a little bit of something there in regards to that.
What are some of the specifics you guys got into?
Actually, it was very interesting because what it is with the Oath Keepers, we actually were able to bring in the sheriff. So we got the undersheriff involved in the Oath Keepers. And what it is that me being more of a libertarian, you know, I'd be like, you know, I'd always be harping on him about the militarization of the police. You know, so we started debating about that. And then, you know, the women for Second Amendment, you know, they would chime in regards to gun control. And, you know, the undersheriff would be like, you know, well, you know, you're on the fringe, whatever. But, you know, it's nice to see that there can be a collective. In other words, you know, was it a little bit heated? Yeah, absolutely. You know, and, you know, I stood my ground, you know, and, you know, he was talking about, you know, we got to sacrifice liberty. And obviously that grabbed my gears, and I was like, no, you know, it was like Benjamin Franklin said, you know, anybody that wants to sacrifice liberty for a false sense of security deserves neither.
Have neither. Yeah. So yeah. Who was saying that we should sacrifice our liberty for security?
The undersheriff. But again, I really can't say anything negative because at least he's participating. You know what I mean? He actually had the courage to come to the meeting. You know what I mean? So, you know, you're always dealing with this little dichotomy, you know, how much do you, you know, say or whatever. But it was just very fascinating that, you know, these groups are coming together, you know what I mean? And not to be totally discouraged that, you know, it's us versus them, right versus left. Let's put it in a nice shiny box, put a, you know, red bow around it, you know, left-right paradigm. And it was just, I have to be honest with you, it was just quite encouraging. You know, I was listening to you tonight, you were like, please, for God's sake, don't bore me, you know what I mean? But, you know, I come out of something like that, I'm in upstate New York, I'm in Orange County, which is essentially the Mason-Dixon line between New York City and upstate New York, which is, you know, totally different. In other words, upstate New York and New York City are two different heads.
Oh, yeah, all my family's from New York. My dad's from the city, grew up in Queens, and my mom's from Newburgh, which is just upstate.
Newburgh, Christ, I'm right about 10 minutes away from there.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah. So, you know, you grew up there, so you understand what's going on. That's what I consider. I consider Newburgh the Mason-Dixon line. In other words, that,
sure.
You know, it's New York City.
Yeah, because then you get into the Catskills, and you got New Paltz, and
yeah, like I said, I go to Oath Keeper chapters up in Sullivan County, which is a little bit more north. You know, they're forming militias right now. You know what I mean? And it's, you know, a whole different head. You know, giving courses on ham radios and, you know, forming watches, neighborhood watch.
Hey, that sounds right up my alley.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, I probably have more in common with them, but it's interesting to see that schism. In other words, that
sure.
When, you know, you got a city meeting the northern part, that there is hope. You know what I mean? And, you know, the undersheriff, I got to give him kudos. You know, at least he's meeting with us. You know what I mean?
And, you know, I like that. I said the same thing about my congressman, Ted Yoho, who, you know, the last incumbent we had was in Washington for 30 years, completely lost touch with the people. And this new congressman, this Tea Party guy, for lack of a better term, actually is accessible to the people. You can meet with the guy. You can go shake his hand. You can talk to the guy. And I've got to give him credit for that. Even if we disagree, he sits there and he'll listen to you. I don't know if that's the end all, but I think this sort of discourse is necessary, and it's no fun preaching to the choir all the time. It is a great form of activism and solution-oriented measure to go and to talk amongst these groups that might not be on the same page with everything.
Exactly, and that's, you know, that's what I think the most important thing is, that for people to remember, the sheriff is our last defense line, you know what I mean? So you have to engage with your sheriff's department. You really, really have to. And the leader of our Tea Party, believe it or not, was able to pull him in. He didn't get the sheriff, he got the undersheriff. But you know, at least we got that. And in Sullivan County, believe it or not, the sheriff and the undersheriff are actively participating. And there's over 13 chapters right now in New York State with the Oath Keepers. And it was all inspired from all this gun regulation that was thrown out there by, we call him Prince Andrew, Andrew Cuomo. He was his father, you know, ran the state for a while there. You know, it's all nepotism. But again, in regards to solutions, in other words, here we have three different things. You know, there's a Tea Party, whether you like it or not, is another issue, you know, which I was very active with, you know, for 4 years. And the irony was I introduced the Oath Keepers to the Tea Party, and what happened was the Tea Party evolved into the Oath Keepers, and then the woman there created the Women's for Second Amendment, and, you know, with the guns. And we got three different factions combining together, and it's beautiful. It really is. And we have some very, very nice discussions, you know. And
it should be good discussions, you know. Interaction with your sheriff and law enforcement can't be a bad idea, because the more you get to know these people, the more you realize that they are they're human beings. And the more they get to know you, they start to realize that you're human beings too. It doesn't hurt sometimes to know somebody in law enforcement, especially if you know, end up in a situation where something could go wrong. Let's put it that way. And also the other thing is about the well-regulated militia, as you point out. I mean, this is a part of our constitutional process, and it's a guarantee and a right. And, you know, when we have citizens who are involved in law enforcement on their own, with the coordination of the police, it's a lot less threatening than what they think they're hearing through the MIAC documents and all these other federalist kind of propaganda Nazi orders coming down, trying to tell everybody that the citizens should not be armed or should not be organized, which is what they seem to think is scary to them. Isn't that kind of correct?
Absolutely. And what it is the word militia is not a dirty word. And that's what unfortunately, when you say the word militia, all of a sudden people, you know, get all, their skin starts crawling and their eyes start twitching. And unfortunately, people don't understand what a militia is. Our state police are a militia. You know, people don't understand what this means. And that's what's very encouraging. Like I said, I was talking, you know, straight up one-on-one with the undersheriff last night about these issues. And he's learning. He's learning from us. We're learning from him. Like, you know, he says to me, well, my officers want new toys, and, you know, the federal government's offering up all these different vehicles and stuff. And I looked at him. I says, why the hell do you need military machines? I says, for Christ's sake, if you go down Broadway in a local town here, there's going to be a deep resentment against you. You know, and this is where good dialogue comes in. You know what I mean? His, you know, guys would take advantage of, you know, this garbage about, you know, giving, you know, former vehicles from Iraq to the local police stations. And I said, you know, I was telling him, I said, why do you need, you know, military vehicles? I said, you're just going to create animosity between the citizens. You know, you run this machine up and down the road. You're not, you know, this is not good stuff, you know?
You're right, Jen. That's exactly right. The militarization of our police departments is happening, folks. There's no doubt about it in my mind. Hour number two coming up in just seconds. We'll take more calls at 800-313-9443. With